going off about 3 or 4 o'clock before I ever started picking up anything from the Lord. But that's why we walk by faith. If you ain't got nothing, you go on anyway, and He'll give you something in the hour you need it. Praise the Lord. That's something you got to discipline yourself with. You don't walk by how you feel. But I'd title it agreeing with God. And God began to speak to me about being in agreement with Him. And I began to just ponder that, you know. And how many knows, in order to have the things of God manifest in our life, we must be in agreement with God. And a lot of times over the years, I've noticed that people that wasn't students of the Word of God, it was harder for them to agree with God, you know, because they didn't know, you don't know the will of God. Faith begins, agreement begins where the will of God, faith begins where the will of God is known. And I was kind of talking with a guy today. He had just got saved. And I talked to him a little bit about the Lord before, but he had started going to church and different things, you know. And he had asked me how long. It's the guy that owns the T&M up here. I buy feed there. Well, anyways, he started talking about, don't you pastor a church? And we got into some things, you know. But I told him, I said, knowing the Word of God so you can know the will of God gives you the faith in God to pursue the things of God, to go after the things of God and have them manifest in your life. And I don't know. That come out of my spirit, you know. If you know the will of God, if you don't know the will of God, things won't manifest. But once you find out the will of God, and some things, you know, is not literally scripture of the will of God. That's why you seek Him. You ask Him. You find what He wants you to do in this situation, in that situation, and then once you know what God wants, you get in agreement with God. Once you get in agreement with God, I told that guy today, I said, what you did, I said, is if when you accepted the Lord, you let the Lord in. You let the Lord into your life, and now being a part, I said, now, the best thing you can do now is read that Word. Be a Bible student of God's Word, you know. And I've had people over the years, you know, that I've seen, you know, they would be like, well, we don't know if it's God's will or not. And then I'd be like, well, you don't know how to stand yet. You can't stand. If you don't know it's God's will, you don't know whether He's for it or He's against it or He wants you to have it or wants you to do it. You got to know the will of God. So I was telling that guy, you know, giving kind of my testimony when I got saved, you know, and all that. And I began to pick up on things that people were saying that wasn't in agreement with the Word of God. And then the Lord began to show me that's why I can't manifest myself. And some people just believe lies of the enemy. They, you know, then the enemy will tell them, this is me doing this. This is, you know, God's not going to come through for you. When Scripture is very clear that He always causes His people to triumph in Christ Jesus. It's clear. So the Word of God gives us knowledge of the will of God. It's God's will that you be healed. I don't care what comes against my body, what happens to this body right here. I'm going to believe, I'm going to stay in agreement with God. Well, and I've heard people over the years, they would say, well, God, they've got sick or something. Well, God put me flat on my back. God was wanting me to get still and quiet, teaching, and they was believing that it was God doing that to teach them something. So I asked one, I said, what'd you learn through it? I just asked them, wouldn't you think if God's teaching you something and you done been through it, come out of the hospital, you should have learned something, right? So I asked him, I said, what'd you learn? They said, well, I mean, I really can't think of that. I said, then why did you say that? I said, you believe that God was doing that to teach you, but He taught you nothing through that suffering. And I told him, I said, nope, God didn't do that. How do you know God didn't do it? I said, because all good things come from the Lord. In the hospital is not good. Sick in your body is not good. Taking your money is not good. I said, oh, see, he was just ignorant. He said, it says that. I said, it says that in the Bible. I said, you can't believe a lie and be blessed. and be healed. If you believe it's God stripping you or putting sickness on you, that is not Scripture. And a majority of Christians that I have known over the years believe that garbage. And so therefore, if you believe it's God, there's no way you can believe God to receive what Jesus did. The Bible says that 1 Peter 2:24, that by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. Already done. That's already done deal. Praise the Lord. And so God began to teach me, not to believe based on somebody else died. They were Christian. Somebody else didn't get healed because they were Christian, because it'll generate fear and unbelief. And they limited God in the wilderness with unbelief. God asked, I believe it was Abraham, they were saying, Lord, I'm 90. And Sarah, or they're up stricken in years, the Bible says. And when God heard the messenger, heard God say that, she laughed in herself. God heard it. God asked Abraham, and then she said, I didn't really laugh. He said, yes, you did, because God said you did. But he asked him, he said, is anything too hard for God? Nothing's too hard for God. I was thinking about when I went to rezone this building, I'm just simply doing the will of God. God told me to start this church, and I knew he did, still know he does today. And that gives me the strength, the stamina to stand 22 years, day in and day out and week in and week out, and learn how to stand strong. And the ability of God is in the will of God. And so I got the news that nobody wanted this to be a church. They wasn't voting for it to be rezoned. We had to rezone it commercial to have service here, even a Bible study. I didn't know that, but I found out laws and stuff. But anyways, I was up at Brooksville going toward Gunnerville, and the thought came to my mind, and I told God, I said, this is your problem. I'm not carrying this. You want this church? I believe you do, and here I am. I'm in agreement with you. See, agreement with God, then it enables God to do his will, whether it's healing in your body, prosperity. I mean, when you get in agreement with God, you will obey the Lord. He'll tell you to give. He'll tell you to give all you have, and you'll give it. You'll be in agreement with him, because you know that all good things come from the Lord, even giving to the poor, even sowing seeds to the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he says he will repay you, praise God. And I've had people to say, well, we shouldn't expect anything back when we give. And I've always told them, well, he shouldn't have put it in there. God should not have put it in Luke. God shouldn't have told me if I tithe that the windows of heaven would be open. If he didn't want me to expect that and believe that and get in agreement with him with that, then he wouldn't have put it in there. I mean, that's just natural thinking. But we're supernatural beings, see? That's why we renew our mind to the Word of God, so that it overrides that carnal thinking, that carnality that we're going to have till Jesus comes. Our flesh man didn't get born again. Our emotions didn't get born again. Our thinking didn't get wiped away. We got born of the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Now we know God. Now we know Him. And I was telling that guy today, I said, this lady come to me one time, and he said, what? All you got to do is believe. I said, that's right. I said, as long as you're in relationship and you find the will of God, that's why you need to be a student of the Word of God. Student of the Word of God, I said, opens you up more to be in tune with the Holy Spirit speaking to you the will of God, no matter what it is. I said, he's able to speak the will of God to you. But I was telling him, I said, because one thing that you want to know the will of God. Where you work, come on, somebody. If God ain't telling me something about changing my work, he ain't saying nothing. If I'm seeking him and he's not saying, then I stand. I stand and I fight the good fight of faith, and I lay hold and I endure. Endure means we've been preaching it for 2 or 3 weeks. To stay in agreement with God, we got to endure. Endure means that you stay in a right spirit no matter what's going on. The way you started in that trial is the way you come out in that trial, in your confidence and your faith and all of that. He says, endure hardship. Endure. And I was thinking about it today. I thought, God, I had to get in agreement with you about loving my enemies. I said, I could not love my enemies until I was in agreement with you. You know, what that means is I read that, love your enemies, shut the Bible. Y'all know the story. I did not want to love nobody that's done me wrong. I did not. It's not flesh nature, you know. And so God told me, he said, my word is not to destroy you. He said, it'll set you free. Well, that's what he said in John over there. He said, Jesus told him, he said, abide in my word. No, he says, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. If you continue in my word, he said, then are you my disciples. A disciple is a learner. I told that young guy today, he said, man, you've been here 22 years. I said, yeah, I've been a Christian nearly 30. I said, and I'm still wanting and desiring to grow spiritually after 30 years. I said, I want to grow. I want to know the Lord more. I said that should be our goal, is to know the Lord, is to want to develop and grow and be closer to the Lord and know the will of God. I said, now I know the will of God in most areas where I work, where I go to church, where I pastor. I could go to any church on my own. I could just, you know, these pastors just leaves all the time. They just gone. I mean, I'm counseling some now that their pastor just sent them a letter and bloof, gone. You know, and now they kind of, you know, felt all confused and all of that stuff. And so I kind of straightened them out on it, praise God, helping them, you know, where you ain't confused. Men can confuse you. But God's not the author of that. He said we have a sound mind, right? Clear thinking, sound. Kind of like the Lord, you know, I felt like he's been doing for this church for about 2 or 3 years, getting us all where we're one man, one walking one way, you know, I mean, in agreement about healing, in agreement about prosperity, in agreement about the gifts of God, in agreement about the will of God, in agreement, walking in agreement, because Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? You cannot, one mind, one accord. I've got to be in agreement with God. I can't walk with God in disagreement with him. You know, about my marriage, you know. I know that he hates divorce, and I put that in my heart and mind, but I've had a million reasons why I wanted a divorce. I wanted to get a divorce over, you know. Especially after I got saved. It seemed like it started after I got saved. I'll fight anybody before I got saved, and then you got, now the devil lost you. He lost you, and he was pulling the strings before, so there wasn't no need. And, you know, then you get born again, and it seems like the battle starts. But I settled it with the Word of God. I found out the will of God. I found out that God hates divorce. I found out in there that he hates it. How people get divorced, and I used to didn't want to preach on it because people's got divorced and all that, and they feel like, you're preaching to me. Nah, we got to have it straight, because when you get married again, you don't want to divorce again, right? I mean, the 18th time, you need a revelation. If you done been through 18 men and 18 women and you're hunting another one to get married, you know, you need some revelation before you get married. Something wrong with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, they can be all, she can be, Teresa can be jacked up from the floor up about it, not still stand and never get a divorce. Right? Why? Because the Word says I can. He says no weapons formed against, vice versa. You know, works vice versa. Praise the Lord. Well, I found out the will of God, then I told Satan, I told him, you will never get me to ever sign. I made a decree. I made a decree to him. You couldn't take us out before I got saved, and you sure can't do it now, because I'm on God's side. I'm in agreement with God. And I told him, I said, God's word says to let no man come in between me and her. I said, it won't never happen. Won't never happen. In Jesus' name. Well, what am I doing? Why am I saying that? Because I was getting in agreement. I knew it was God's will, and I knew that if I got in agreement with God, that I had him on my side, and if God is for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Hallelujah. concerning your kids. I don't care what it looks like. These teenagers are like, yeah, I'm going to go to college here, and I'm going to go to college here, blah, 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 blah. Like, time goes by, now they change their mind. They're going to go to this one. They're going to take this. They, you know, and I'm all of that. And I'm like, oh, my God, what do you do with these kids, man? And then you say, nope, glory to God. You said if I would train them up, God. That's right. That's not just for my son. You said if I would train them up in the way they should go, even when they get older, they won't depart. They won't depart from your will. They'll find your will. You'll make it happen. What am I doing? I'm in agreement with God that the Word of God don't return void like it said. Whether it's Sandy back there teaching them or I'm starting to call you Tricia. April, back there with the kids, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Word will not return void. I'm believing God for this whole assembly. We're walking as one man. That's what I could see today. The Lord said, I'm bringing the church as one man. One man. Well, Jesus, I thought, that lines up with Scripture. Jesus said, Father, I pray that they be one, even as me and you are one. I thought, glory to God. I thought, God, Jesus was one with God. I mean, they're going to throw him off a bluff and he disappears. Showed up somewhere else. I'm like, whoa, awesome, man. I mean, Peter's so one with God that he said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. He told him, come. He got in agreement. You know how I know he got in agreement? He got up out of that boat and he knew he couldn't walk on water. I mean, they're fishermen. They've been on the water their whole life. And I saw that in her. I thought, man, he just believed God. He just believed that he could walk on the... He believed he could go to God. How'd he do it? Based on the word that Jesus gave him. That's how come Abraham, when he went to Abraham, and he said, count the stars and count the sand. He said, your descendants are going to be like that. He's telling them all of that, you know. And I imagine if that was me, I'd be like, man... Ooh, he stars up there. I mean, it's a bunch of stars up there. They can't even have kids. See, God comes into our impossible situations to us, and he says, there's nothing too hard for me. I can fix your marriage. He fixed my marriage. Is it perfect? Nah. Teresa's still working on herself? Nah. I'm just messing. We're working on it, you know. But compared to way back yonder, woo, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, we've come a long way. And I'm going to use Kamala's, we're not going back. We're not going back. That's a good one. We're not going back. We're not going back to that old junk. We're not as a nation. We're not going back to the last 4 years. She's right. We're not going back. We're going forward. We're going to have righteousness in this nation. We're going to have justice in this nation. We're going to have truth in this nation. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is still Lord. He said, and I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. And then you got us. We're his hands and feet. And when we get in agreement with him, we're a move of God that can't be reckoned with by demonic forces. He can't reckon with us. He can't handle us. He couldn't really handle us lost because we're born to God. We're created by him in his image and likeness. So he couldn't do nothing really to us then other than get us to destroy ourselves. Then we get in here and we get in agreement with God now. And now God says, the heavens are open to you. Give me that Matthew. I think it's Matthew, ain't it? Yeah, she put that up there. He said, can two walk together lest they be agreed? No, Johnny, they can't. They cannot. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Truly I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a sympathy together about whatever anything and everything they ask, it shall come to pass and be done for them by my heavenly... That is powerful. Zach just sat right here and demonstrated that. I mean, he's been saving money, wanting, and got Travis to come in agreement with something. Saturday, I guess, whenever it was. And them drums are already here. They came in agreement, one mind, in sympathy, together, about anything and everything. And the Amplified, you got it? Okay. That's fine. Oh, that's the same scripture, just amplified. Okay. I ain't used to doing this. But it says, harmonize together, make a sympathy. Now, there's only one way we as Christians can harmonize and make a plan and have clear direction. We've all got to be lined up with the Word of God. We're in agreement with God when we're lined up with the Word of God. I am in agreement with God that you are the head and not the tail, that you lend and not borrow. I am in agreement with that. He said it. I'm in agreement. You got to get in agreement. We all got to be in agreement with that. With blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed because we got a world full of unbelief and fear, and we got a real enemy that's pouring it all the time. I told him today, I said, you're going to see, since they went on strike over there, I said, everybody going to load up and they're going to go and buy 5 months worth of stuff all at one time and cause chaos. Fear. I'm not. But God, if God has to bring a truckload down to Walmart from over yonder Noah's Ark, he can. Praise God, hallelujah, he can. See, that's not our source. I know that it's going to trickle down. You ain't going to get no lemons. You may not get pizza. You may not get, that's okay. I mean, you may not get no Tide. You may have to go to Gain. Well, when we do that and we're in agreement with God. But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. But now if he tells you to go, you know, you obey him. If he tells you to go by this, do extra this, do it. But if you get in there, oh my God, we're going to get without. You're getting in fear. That is not God. That is the devil. And he'll start there with that little thing. He'll get you in fear over your body, sickness and disease. If he can get you in fear over that, then you're trusting in your own self and your strength, then he'll get you on down in other stuff. If you're going to be a witness for Jesus and you're going to do things you know for Jesus, the devil's going to come against you. He's going to try, if you're working with somebody in the ministry, he's going to come and try to get y'all divided. He's going to try to get y'all into it about something. He's going to. Why? Because any two touching anything. And I'll show you another scripture in Ephesians where it talks about any two concerning anything that's inside of God's will. See, we've got to know God's will. For an example of that not being God's will, this guy one time I hadn't been saved but 2 months. It's a shame you got people saved 50 years and they fall into this garbage that I'm fixing to tell you. But, I mean, he'd been on me for... I milk cows. I milk cows, and this tester comes once a month. And every month he's on me about going to church. Anyways, we got saved not too long after that. And so he wanted me to go to revival with him down here in Oneonta, you know, big church down there. I know the guy very well now. I didn't know him then. And so I said, well, that's fine. Well, Perry Stone, I didn't know who Perry Stone was. He's coming down there that night. So this guy's like, Perry Stone, man, he's an end-time preacher and blah, 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 you know. And he said, man, why don't you go to that revival? I said, well, that's fine. I said, I'll just meet you. I think he lived down in Trustful or somewhere. I met him somewhere and rode with him down there. We pull up down there, and he's this really beautiful Cadillac, one of the short Cadillacs. You know, and it wasn't one of the big long ones. It was a short Cadillac. Pretty. It was real pretty, pink color. And he gets out and he said, hey, come over here, brother. I said, yeah. He said, man, this is a nice car. He said, I want you to lay hands on this car. I'm going to believe God for this car. And I'd read the scripture in there where it says, don't covet your neighbor's stuff. I mean, I'm 2 months old in the Lord, and I've read that, and I thought, this is my brother in there. This is his car, man. We can't take his car. You know, and I looked at him, and I said, I will not do that. I said, I will not pray that God will give you your brother's car in there, man. I said, that ain't right, is it? I didn't know. I'm asking him a question. I said, that ain't right, is it? Well, I mean, it says, if any two touch it, and he's twisting the scripture. I said, but it's your brother's. I said, let's believe God that you can go to the bank and, you know, borrow the money and buy your own instead of your brother's. Well, anyways, what I'm saying is, see, we could have did that, but God ain't given that Cadillac. That's not the way God works. That's not the nature of God. He said in there, don't covet. But now, concerning sickness, we done seen it working. We come in agreement with Trisha, no side effect, over Gary over there. We're going to give God credit, ain't we? And I told my brother, I went and took him a tank, and he's, you know, still having some ailments and everything. And I told him, I said, we're still believing. You know, and he said, well, don't quit praying. I said, I'm not going to quit believing. I done finished praying. I done asked God. I'm finished with that. That's done. I asked God, and it ain't like God's up there. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Come back to me in 3 weeks and remind me of all of this stuff. I mean, that's the way we are, so we think God's that way sometimes. Some people do. And so I told him, I said, you know, long satisfied life. That's Psalms 91, praise God. He said he would give us long satisfied life. Well, we got to be in agreement with that. We can't say, well, I'm 60. I'm 65. Things is going down. You're getting in disagreement with God. You got to stay in agreement with God. To get those long satisfied life, you got to stay in agreement with God. You know, I'm 28, 29 years old, and I thought, man, I ain't got no ailments. You know, man, I'm going to get on this thing early, praise God. You know, long satisfied life. Is he going to show me? And I've been through heart attacks. Now, I'm in better shape after I went through surgery than I've been in 10 years. I'm like, glory to God. I should have done went and had this done. God just miraculously worked through that. You know, I'm in better shape right now physically than I've been in a long time. Hallelujah. And getting better. I just say it every day. I thank you that I'm getting better, Lord. My body's increasing in health and spiritual wealth. God, I thank you. Why? I'm going to stay in agreement with Him. You know, just the other day, I just felt awful that day. I got up and I just felt awful. Anybody else said, dude, you just get up and you just felt awful. Oh, go back to bed, you know. And all of that, you know. And I thought, yep, here we go. I said, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I'm not weak. I feel weak. I feel this, but I'm strong in you. I'm strong. The Bible says that. It says, let the weak say they are strong. Monty just taught us during Sunday school about the mouth, about death and life is in the power of the tongue. See, I got to believe that and get in agreement with that. I've had people to tell me over the years, that confessing stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, well, you're not in agreement with God. He says every empty, useless word that we use, we will give an account for. Every empty, useless, non-powerful word. The Bible says, let all our conversation become of the gospel. Right? Our conduct, our conversation, our saying. Hallelujah. Travis just told me the other day, he said, I don't listen to that music anymore, Dad. I said, good, good, good. Secular music. I don't listen to secular music. I ain't listened to secular music in nearly 30 years. You know, it's not because I can't. I got all kind of radios. You know, it's just that I know that's not going to feed my spirit, man. And I'm not going to get full on Sunday and just barely make it Wednesday if I can make it. Because I've fed off of the world all week. I've fed off of those songs that are birthed from the flesh. Hallelujah. The Bible says whatever's born of flesh is flesh. Whatever's born of the Spirit, birthed by the Spirit, is spirit. Jesus said, my spirits, they are alive. They're life. They're living. Hallelujah. So I thought, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, and I made a determination that I will never turn my grandkids on to secular music. Not WZZK, not the most popular rad they got going on, not the most popular rock star you got out there. Praise God that it's against everything God is. They want to go. They want to go. They losing all kinds of people that listen, that will listen to them and watch their movies and stuff like that till they go woke. They go woke. They go abortion. They go, it's a woman's body. Do what she wants. Makes it sound godly. When God hates divorce. I told somebody the other day, I said, you cannot vote, as a Christian, you cannot vote Democrat right now. I said, they are for taking my Second Amendment right, which was given to me by God through holy men of God, all the way back down to George Washington. These things that they got before the Lord and sought the Lord, and He gave them biblical standards to set up our United States, that we would have a God-given right to worship our God when we want to worship our God and protect our families and hunt our food and fish for our food. That's what we want to do. And all of that, and all of those rights that Satan wants to. So I told him, I said, you cannot be a Christian and vote for the Democrat Party. Somebody asked me that, well, are you a Trumper? I said, I've never been a Trumper. I don't call him a Trumper. He's a man that loves this country. He is a businessman. He's a man that's turning more to God than I've ever seen him. He says there's one more popular than him. He's probably the most popular guy on this planet. I wouldn't doubt it. He said, there's one more popular than me. And they said, who could it be? He said, I don't even got a guitar. I'm more popular than Elvis, and I don't even have a guitar. He said, his name is Jesus Christ. He said his name. Now back down through the years, all of our presidents can say God, but don't say Jesus. That bothered me. Because God can be a rat to over yonder to them. Mohammed, Buddha. You know, their God is not, he's a God in their mind, hallelujah. But see, God is a God in our heart, hallelujah. And His Word, He said, He writes it upon the tables of our heart. He puts it in here. Now it's a living word. It's alive in us, and it causes us to get in agreement with Him, and the battle has already been won through Jesus Christ. See, and you got to be in agreement that God wants you to prosper. Don't just sit back and say, well, I'm comfortable, you know, I'm making it. No, you need to funnel some into the kingdom. You need to be tithing and giving into the kingdom of God. All of us are, I believe it. Tithing, it's about the kingdom. It's about God raising you up for this hour. God's raising you up to be a voice. Your money is a voice. When you tithe, it goes into the box truck and fuel, and we're all over the world. I was telling that guy today, I said, you know, we had some, when COVID came, and I said, we didn't get to go to church. I said, they broke through the back door of the church, and they stole our guitars. I come in and nearly caught them here. That's why they didn't steal a lot more. I believe they was in the building when I pulled up, and I believe they slipped out. They had some stuff rolled over here. You know, they was in the process. Well, anyways, I was telling him, I was just telling the congregation, you know, that when Satan is caught stealing, I got this out of the Bible I'm fixing to tell you. When he's caught, he has to pay back seven times. I took that back under and I said, God, I'm going to be in agreement with you in my life. If I catch the enemy and I want everything that he stole from me before I got born again, I want it. And I told Satan, you're going to pay me seven times. I'm going. And then I told Lord, I said, I want all my daddy's tractors. I still desire tractors. And I'm like, I'm not getting another tractor. I don't need another tractor. I've had my desires full, overflowing. But anyhow, I was just telling about that, and I told the church, I said, now we're going to come in agreement, and we're going to believe that He's going to pay us seven times. Seven times. See, I could have got up here, these stupid drug dealers. Somebody said, oh, I said, nah. I said, it's good that they stole them. They said, it is? I said, yeah, they've got God's guitars, God's anointed guitars. I said, they're anointed. I said, that anointing's on them guitars. They're God's. They belong to God. I said, that's okay. I said, we're going to gain more. And somebody listening over in Georgia heard the sermon, and sent us a $3,000 check. I brought it to the church, and I was like, we ought to ask him, are there anything else you want to steal, man? Those guitars wasn't $300 or $400 a piece, man. We can buy a couple and still have some left. Ain't he abundantly above, greater than we can think or ask? According to, they stole our guitars, a bunch of idiots. You can't get in that stuff. Boy, my kids are just against me. Don't get in all that stuff. Stay in agreement with God. No weapons formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is because of me. That guy said, God, you got a $3,000 check? He said, what do you mean? They heard you in Georgia. I said, we got a worldwide ministry. And down here? I said, yeah. I said, we go all over the world, man. We're all over the world. Ain't that what Jesus said do? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Right? Well, we're just doing the commission. We got an agreement with him and praying in tongues. And he said, start an internet ministry. I rebuked him to start with. I thought it was the devil. I'm just being honest. I just thought it was the devil. You know, and so I kept on praying. It kept coming up. And I thought, but God, this is God. This is God. Hallelujah. So I told God, I said, okay. I said, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Use me. That's all you got to do. Get in agreement with the Word and say, here I am. Bless me. Here I am. I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm on a receiving end. I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with what you say, and you said any of us come together, any two touching anything, they touch those drums, and those drums are going to be in his house Saturday. I give this building to the Lord. I didn't go to church. I'll pray. Oh, my God, I'm trying to do the will of God. And I mean, I didn't have that kind of concept. I mean, I don't know. God just started me right off, and begin to teach me not to rely on men, not to rely on. I'm whining to God about starting a church, and I tell him, I said, because I knew, man, I got up there under the anointing, and I mean, the tithes and offerings, they doubled and went over and all that and had a building fund. I mean, the pastor's wife come to me and said, my God, every time you get up there, everything just doubles. I mean, it's just amazing. So when I started the church, I knew they had a chunk of money. I had some head knowledge. So I'm telling the Lord, I said, Lord, they're not with me. They're not for me. I've been there, blah, blah, blah. I said, Lord, they could give me $10,000. Man, if they give me $10,000, I could make all this stuff. When I got crying, through crying, and all of that, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I didn't tell them to give you no money. Like, hey, what am I going to do now? Well, I found out that God wanted me to see him move by believing. I seen that God wanted me to take all we had and give it away. Give all of our money away with the bills coming up. Give it all away. Just give it all away. You're standing on a miracle. This carpet came that way. We give it all. We gave it all. And God told me to go to a Hispanic meeting. Hispanic church, I all I know is Iglesia, a few little words. I know Jesus, and but I don't know what they're saying. And I'm sitting in that meeting, my phone's in the truck. I mean, I know that's a good place for your phone if you ain't got a Bible on it. You don't need no distractions in the presence of the Lord. And so I come out, and I had a message. I picked it up and listened to my voicemail, and it says, hey, Brother Scotty, we was in a meeting tonight. And God spoke to us and told us to give your church $3,000. I thought, glory to God, hallelujah, there's our carpet, man. We paid the tithes, put our carpet in, and had some money left. What I'm saying? Now, I'm standing in the middle of all this, and I'm saying, how is this going to happen? I was just, oh, man, it's just so much. I would come and sit right here, Mac, and all of that floor right there was out. There wasn't no ceiling in here. And it's just everything open, that was a hole in the wall. And I put a bucket right there because God wanted me to move on back. And I couldn't look at it long because it was so big to me, of getting this done with no money. you know. So I'd sit there just till I started feeling discouraged, and I would get up and walk out of here. So what I'm saying is, you got to learn how to walk by faith, not by how you feel. Well, you know, I mean, came in, praise God, and I worked on it, praise God, till I was trying to get the vision of God. Once you get the vision of being healed, you got it. Once you get the vision of things straightening out in your family, you're on your way to recovery right then. I mean, ain't nothing going to stop you. I told that dude, I said, why you need to read your Bible? I said, because Jesus told Peter, he said, man, flesh and blood hadn't revealed this stuff to you, but my Father which is in heaven, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. I said he was talking about the revelation that come from God that Jesus was the Son of God. Well, revelation comes to you. You don't have to get a divorce. You don't have to lose. You don't have to lose your house. You don't have to go under. You don't have to suffer far as not having God supplying you, whether it's strength or finances. If I'd have turned loose of God's word, I would have needed somewhere to live, guys. I'd have had to start back on the bottom. You know, had I not stood on God's word and took it. You know, that's what Abraham did. Abraham said in Romans chapter 4 over there, put that up there, man. Give me the Ephesians first, if you can. Sorry about that. You don't. What did I have? What was it? 1 Peter. No. Maybe I did. 1 John 5. Yeah. Don't know why I was thinking that. 1 John 5. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe in the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. That's the King James, ain't it? Dude that amplified. Did I give it to you amplified? You don't have to do it if it's going to be hard. Praise God. But he said here, we know that he hears us. And that we have the petition. We had the drums. We have the petition. So I told God, I said, God, I said, this is your problem. This church is your problem. I'm not taking this care on. See, don't take on your cares. You have give your heart to Jesus. You've gave your life to Him and trusted Him just like your kids do to take care of. Your kids ain't sitting around worrying whether the lights are going to get cut off or not. They're not worried. They're not concerned about, especially if you're following God, whether you're going to have food or not. I mean, the biggest thing, I told Aubrey them Sunday, I said, let's get the seats out of Grandma's truck. So we put them in my truck because it is Ladies' Day. To that, them's vacation time. I mean, it's just, they look forward to it. Aiden used to ask me every Sunday, is this Ladies' Day? Because he gets to go home with Papa, you know. And so I get them in the car seat, you know, and I thought, I bet you they've never been shopping that they just, and told, just, y'all get anything you want. I said, I bet they hadn't. I said, I know I've always put restrictions. I know Grandma ain't did it, I don't think. I know Travis and them ain't did it. I mean, they live with them all. They, you know how the kids are. And so I thought, you know what? I said, I'm going to do that to them. I said, that's what God's did for me. Anything you want, anything you ask, as long as it's in my will, you know, I'm going to do it for you. You know, I believe He hears me. And I believe if He hears me, I have it. So we got to get in there, and I said, she said, we're going home to change clothes first. I said, no. I said, we're going shopping. Hey, we're going shopping? I said, we're going shopping. I said, we're going to one store. I said, and if y'all, you know, we're going to shop in that store. I said, and if you don't get everything you want in that store, I said, we're going to another store. I said, we're just going to shop till you get everything you want. Like that. And they said, we are? I said, yeah. So we go down there. They shop. They can't find nothing. The kids have got everything. They got toys they forgot to have 3 years ago at my house. Down in them. I mean, they don't need, there's absolutely nothing they need. Absolutely nothing. You know, and And so I thought, I'm going to be like God to them today, you know, man. I mean, I'm just going to tell them, my will is to load you up with benefits, even the God of your salvation, you know. And so we leave out of that one store, and Aubrey, she gets stuff and puts it back. She can't make up her mind, you know. She's a shopper. She's one of them original shoppers. And so finally she gets what she wants there, and Aiden, he gets, and she said, oh, Papa, are we going to the other store? I said, you didn't find everything you wanted. I said, we're going to the other store. Yay, yay. So we go to the other store and go walk in there, and Aiden, he picks out this army thing, whatever it is, helicopter and tank and all that stuff. He said, oh, Papa, I won't. He looked at me and I said, you can have it. And Aubrey said, Aiden, you don't need that. I started to tell her, it's got nothing to do with what he needs, just what he wants, you know. Just, I said, okay, get everything you want, just anything you want, you know, you get it. They didn't go to extreme. They got two or three little things. She got her some little earbuds or whatever it is, where she can put them in her ear, listen to whatever she listens to, you know, and all that, you know. And we get in the truck, and I felt really good. I thought, this is the way you feel, God. When I'm just in agreement with you, I just believe you, and I just let you do what you want to do and bless me and bless my wife and bless my family, you know, bless people that surround me. This is the way you are, God. I said, that felt really good. And then I thought, well, now I can't go overboard with that, you know. That's the last trip that's going to happen for a while. Maybe next year, I don't know. That was just one of them spur-of-the-moment things, you know. Praise God. And I thought, that's the way God. He said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. He told me that when I was 28 years old, 27 and a half, 28 years old. And it took me a while, Johnny, to believe it. And I'm like, I can't see this. I just, anything I want, you know. I want a lot, you know. And then I read the scripture in there where it says that he's able to do abundantly above, greater than I can think or ask, according to the power that works in me. And when I read that scripture, I thought, I got to have faith in there. That's what it is, the power of the Holy Spirit. I got to get in agreement with God on this, you know. And I got in agreement with God. You know what? Pray God, I don't lack anything. If you do have any lack right now, it's leaving. Lack has to leave you. Fear has to leave you. Fear over this next hurricane that they call this hurricane season. Well, you know what? We can dampen them down yonder. I've told them before, you ain't coming across and blowing not one of my trees over. You're not going to come across, and people can say, well, it was just luck. Think what you want. Think what you want, but you're thinking that it's just luck is not going to change my believing in my victory and my stance against that stuff is bringing destruction. And I believe if those all through these coming, they begin to speak to those storms, they begin to, the Bible says we can speak to them. And they have to obey us, praise God. So God wants us to get in agreement, and I know we are. But we got to be careful that we don't begin to slack up and back up when something attacks our body or something attacks somebody. We believe based on the Word of God, and that's till Jesus comes back. That's not, you know, we get a little victory and then we quit doing it. Know God's will, get in agreement with His will, and we will have a manifestation of what His will is. And somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, God will supply our needs. You know, not our wants. I mean, I was told that early on as a Christian. It made spiritual sense to me. But when I'm reading the Bible and I'm like, well, God, man, that's not what this says. And then I looked at that word needs and it says wants. Go look it up for yourself. He said, I'll supply all of your wants. And I told the Lord, I said, well, Lord, you know, man, I mean, what if I want the wrong stuff? He said, that's why I told you in our understanding what the will of the Lord is. He said, the more you know, the more you want my heart and my will in your life, then you won't desire the things that I don't want you to have. You won't desire those. You'll begin to desire the things that in Scripture bears it out. He said, it's Him that works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure, of His will, you know. And so finding out, you know, I mean, get land over there, going to cost $35,000, $40,000 to clean it off and all of that. I needed equipment. So I went to the Lord, and I mean, I believed Him. I believed Him for a track hoe. I got it. I believed Him for, I've had three dozers. I wore two out over there, pretty much. I mean, they wasn't new or nothing. But you know what? I've owned three dozers over there. I got it all clean. It was my need. I needed that. I wanted that. I believe God wanted that, praise God. And I've already had people offer me around $150,000, $60,000 for that. And I told them, no, $220,000. I give $12,000. God did it. I had a desire. All I had was a desire to own land with Travis. I said it out of my mouth about 3 weeks. Went, Travis, yeah, oh yeah. I don't know if he took it or what. I don't know. Maybe he did. You can't never tell with young men, you know. They might have been listening or not. Who knows? And so it wasn't just a little while went by. All I did is wanted it, desired it. That's all. And then it came into my possession for 40 acres for $12,500. Unheard of in 5 years ago. That was God. Hallelujah. And then to clean it off was going to cost me $35,000. I've not got that much in all my equipment I own. I own it and cleaned it off and still got a lot of it. Praise God. So, you know, don't limit God. Don't limit Him. You know, dream and believe God. Just stay close to God. And the desires that comes up in your heart, get in agreement with God, as long as it's lining up with His will. Because there's things that God wants to bring to pass in your life that you would just enjoy. The Scripture says that He give you all things richly to enjoy. Now, if you keep the news on all the time, you can't enjoy much of nothing. I come in, you know, around lunch or so and eat me a little bit and turn on Joel Osteen, listen to him, and took me a little nap, listen to him until I got ready to look into the Word and stuff and turn it down. Why? I'm not listening to CNN and CBS and CNBC and even Fox and Channel 6. And I'm not listening to all of that. I mean, it's not going to make any difference. I'm praying for Israel. I'm standing for Israel. I'm believing God turned this nation around. I mean, I don't need to hear if the polls are up or down. That's kind of like, you know, you're trying to lose weight and you're one of them that the scales will make you pass out. So don't go get on it every morning. You know, just stay on course and just, I mean, you know, if I want to lose weight, I don't get on them scales every day because I'm like, what is the use, God? I gained 5 ounces last night. How did I do that? Sleeping. It'll make you not want it. You're like, man, I've been torturing myself. But God, I'm killing them scales. I don't need them scales. I know my pants starts falling off, I'm doing good. And then some people can weigh every morning and they're like, dadgummit, 5 ounces. I'm going right now on the treadmill. And I mean, it'll motivate some of them, you know. But for me, I'm wanting to quit. That's what's the use. Fry me some eggs and biscuits, man. Give me some buttermilk and cornbread. Hallelujah. This ain't working. I've been staying 178 all these years. I didn't stay here. Praise God. But you know what? Don't give up on your dreams because it looks contrary to what the results you want. Praise God. You just stay on course. I mean, Mac, he's going to turn into a preacher over there. He's going to resurrect them elderly over there, man. Hey, I've seen anointing come on me, Mac, one time. And I'm telling you what, them 94-year-old woman come up to me, black God, and she had been sitting down, hadn't been a witness. And I mean, they fixing that whole elderly church. I mean, there were no young people there. But, buddy, they gearing up for Jesus when we left there that night. They caught vision through the Word of God and the anointing of God. And black God fired them up. And I'm like, whoo, these old people getting dangerous. They're going to be dangerous out there. Man, they're going to go round up. They're going to start street ministries. And I'm like, man, y'all in y'all's 90s, calm down. I know you got excited, but God, leave some of them out there for us. They tearing up on you, praise God. Well, that just goes to show you the quickening of the Lord, you know, when the Word of God comes, hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, you know, whatever goals you got, losing weight or everything. Yeah, I'm thankful for Beth. I mean, she's doing great. She's You know, she told me, I said, did you find you some clothes? Her and Travis went off today. Did you find you some clothes? Nah, she said, I looked in the men's department, you know. She said, because all the women's stuff, they're like here. She said, and I'm a 30-something-year-old mom of two, and I'm not going to wear that stuff, a shirt. She's short shirts, I guess. So I'm going to believe God and the Lord to line her up with the shirt she desires. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? I'm thankful that she's staying on course. The Bible says for us to fight the good fight of faith. The things that we desire, believe God for it. Believe God for that. Hallelujah. And stay the course. And God working with us, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I garden in His name. Might sound stupid, but I garden in His name. I bless my garden. I bless my stuff. I bless my tractors. I bless those things. And I was thinking about Monty, and I'll close with this. I've preached it for years, and I preached it because this Bible don't change. It said in there, trust the Lord with all your heart, you know, and then it goes on, honor the Lord with your substance, Proverbs 3 over there, honor the Lord with your substance, and with all your increase, and your barns shall be filled with plenty. I didn't have no barns, you know, and so I started believing that. I thought, I'm going to get in agreement with God. I don't know. I ain't got no barns, but evidently barns are coming. They're in His Word, praise God. I found barns in there. I found my barns in there. And you know, before you know it, praise God, I mean, I built a little shop over there, and it was full of stuff. And I walked up there one day, and I thought, man, my barn's full. I did get it. I really did get it. Then Monty, he's over there, and he gets his house and all of that stuff, you know, and praise God, he got a little workshop over there, and it's filled up, and he's out there aggravated, according to the way you're saying, aggravated because he's tripping over everything, you know, and all of that stuff, and then all of a sudden, he realized, my barn's full. My barn's filled with plenty, and then he began to praise God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, his barn got full because he believed in God to increase him. See, you don't have to necessarily even know what you really need, you know, but God knows what you need before you ask it. You find out what God wants, and then you just believe, ask Him for it and believe Him for it. The Bible says that we have not because we ask not. I asked the Lord, bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Enlarge my territory. Back yonder. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my tent, God. Enlarge my ability to help people and to give to people. Enlarge me, God. I didn't have nothing, Monty. In the natural, all I had Jesus. He's enough. But you know what, praise God? He's made this church a blessing. This church is a major blessing. He's made us the head, not the tail. We can lend. We're not lenders, so they all forget it. But we can lend and not borrow, you know. And He's made us the head and not the tail. This church is blessed. But this church is a blessing. It's a blessing, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise You. And we just thank You, Father. We thank You, Lord, that we have the wisdom of